Chad Moyer with you here on KTIC, and it is time for our program. We call it Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain, and Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln joins us once again. And Jeff, we use this program to talk about long-term risk management and getting grain priced and having a plan and what all the components of that are. And something that we haven't talked about but does get talked about in the grains a lot is the value of soybeans in China. China is such a large user of grains, and they have their own commodity exchange. We're going to talk about that here today. It's called the Dalian Commodity Exchange in China. So, again, tell us a little bit about this. Tell us about this market in China to start with, Jeff.
Yeah, it's interesting, Chad, because, you know, we're used to Chicago Board of Trade here, and honestly, the Chicago Board of Trade really kind of sets the world standard in prices, and prices all across the world are priced off of, but there are other exchanges all over the world, but we don't talk a lot about them. And actually, the number two exchange out there is the Dalian Grain Exchange, or Dalian Commodity Change Exchange, and that's the second largest out there in the world. And as a matter of fact, China has four exchanges, but anytime we talk about usually prices as it relates to grains, we usually talk about the Dalian. And really the hours, I think it's interesting to know just kind of when that market trades. To give you an idea, it's based off Beijing time, but I've converted it back for us, Chad. The market has two segments and times that it trades, kind of like what we have here. It would open at 8 p.m. our time and then close at 10:30 p.m. our time. And then it would open back up again at 12:30 a.m. our time and then close at 2 a.m. So if you're wondering at times where we see our market move a certain way, that can be as a result of what's going on the Dalian Exchange.
Huh, very interesting. And, you know, it's interesting, observation-wise, we have a rather large electronic trading window overnight that the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile does overnight. But, you know, their exchange is not as many hours when you combine them all together. Very interesting. Go ahead. What do you think of that?
Yeah, no, it is interesting to see. They do trade a Monday through Friday, just to give you an idea on that. But no, they don't have the amount of hours or length of trade that we have here.
Very interesting. So let's get some references. Let's kind of put their exchange in context with ours. What is the price of corn on the Chinese Dalian Exchange these days?
Well, and what's interesting is if you take a look at the quote board for it, and if anybody ever wants to know what the price is, they can sure call me. But it's quoted actually in yuan per ton. So let's break that apart. So yuan would be the currency part, and then the ton is a metric ton, and a metric ton is 2,204 pounds. So we make the conversion, for instance, here this afternoon, Chad, last night when the market closed there, they would have been trading 2,220 yuan per ton. What that converts out to would be $8.05 per bushel. So that would give you a reference point on the corn side of how their market's trading right now.
Boy, I hate to put you on the spot, but any idea on why there is such a difference in price from, you know, their $8 and whatever to our $3 and whatever?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I think what we could do, and maybe what we could do as a second follow-up segment to this, actually, Chad, would be is that we can talk about how the prices that we have internally within the U.S., what does that translate to as we move it, you know, down either into the Gulf of Mexico or off of the PNW in Seattle? And then what does it take us freight-wise to get it over to China? So those would be the big differences that we end up seeing in the prices between here in the U.S. and over there in China.
It's called programming on the fly. We'll have to see if we can accomplish that or not next week. As we kind of wrap up here, that dollar figure that you gave us, that value, how does that compare to recent history?
Well, that's what's really interesting, and we've been watching this really close because they actually have been auctioning grain out of their own individual reserves, and I'll have to get a feel what the basis is out there, but they've been selling some stuff out of their reserves at about $7.30 per bushel, and that's been as high as it's been. But that futures price that we're talking about, Chad, that's actually the highest price on the close going all the way back to September 11th of 2015.
So they're seeing an uptrend in their futures. And it's probably safe to say, whether you're talking about the board here in the States, the Dalian in China, or whatever exchanges around the world, it all serves the same purpose, doesn't it? It tries to, there's price discovery. It's trying to figure out a value in the future, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Very interesting. Thanks for the insight on that. For folks that would like to get to talk to you about this or other things, Jeff, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on Twitter at JeffPeterson01.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for the insight. That's Jeff Peterson, Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln, and we call it Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain, on air here Friday afternoons, and of course the archived programs online as well at kticradio.com under the Markets tab. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.